Welcome back to This Green Earth, a weekly talk show on the environment, our impacts, and relationships with it. I'm Chris Cherniak.
I'm Nell Larson.
And joining us for the last part of the show is Daniel Salmon. He's the regional associate with, I guess, the Utah section or division of the Reuse People of America. And Daniel, thanks for coming in. Yeah. Let's start with, who is the Reuse People of America? It's a big, broad term.
It is, yeah. So the Reuse People of America is a 501c3 nonprofit that was started originally in California about 20, 25 years ago with the express purpose of basically salvaging materials that were just going to the landfill, materials that could otherwise be reused, stay out of the landfill, and do good in the community. And so it's grown since then. We have operations in, I think, about a dozen different metropolitan areas and about 18 different municipality areas in total. And we started it in Utah about 6 years ago. And, and I've been advocating for deconstruction and salvage of building materials since then. And things have been slowly growing.
So give us a sense of, like, how long it takes to deconstruct a home. Is this like a massive process in comparison to the wrecking ball?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, a wrecking ball or a bulldozer can tear down a house in a matter of days or hours, you know, obviously. Our process, because it's labor intensive, certainly takes longer. And obviously every home is different, so I couldn't say how long each home takes. But, you know, it's a matter of weeks usually. And that can be longer or shorter depending on certain factors. But obviously the main goal being that there is a benefit in several different ways, that you're obviously putting materials back into the community that are useful. You're keeping materials out of the landfill and therefore reducing the amount of materials that need to be pulled or natural resources that need to be used to make virgin material. And then there's also a tax benefit for the donation of the materials that are reclaimed. And so there's a financial benefit as well that most people don't realize.
Right. So, what is that tax benefit? Can you quantify it?
Well, it depends. It's dependent on every person's, you know, tax situation. But, you know, most people who can afford to demolish a house and rebuild a house are in a tax bracket whereby the tax write-off is substantial enough that it ends up being a net savings compared to just demolishing a house.
Really?
Correct.
Because obviously there's a fee associated with you. You don't you're a nonprofit, but you're not, you know.
Right. Yeah, they hire a contractor who's skilled in doing deconstruction to do that in lieu of a, you know, track hoe coming in and tearing the house down. And so they pay for that. Obviously, it's a service. But the benefit is that you can claim a significant tax write-off at the end of the project for the donation of the materials. And that tax write-off, like I said, for most people, ends up leading to a net savings compared to just throwing everything away.
And so tell us about the role of your organization. Like, are you actually taking part the houses? Are you hiring contractors? Are you advocating?
Yeah, so our organization basically provides all of the sort of liaison and administration of deconstruction. So there's a lot of inventorying that goes on with the materials that are reclaimed and donated. Obviously, our organization has a mission to, you know, we have to market that and do everything. So it's more the administration and advocacy of deconstruction, but the we also train contractors to become certified deconstruction contractors and provide that as a service.
Wow.
So we kind of help facilitate it from a couple different ways to make sure that deconstruction and donation is viable in communities.
So what, how does the process work? I mean, what's like the first things you take down? How do you deconstruct a home?
So basically the last things that went into a house are the first things that come out. So typically we'll take out, you know, cabinetry and doors, trim, flooring.
The HVAC system.
Eventually the HVAC system. If, you know, if we're taking down an entire house, we will deconstruct it all the way down to the foundation. So all of the lumber and the sheathing, the exterior windows and everything like that. You know, if there's slate tile roof, we'll reclaim the slate tile.
Wow.
You know, so up to 80% of a house can be reclaimed.
Wow.
And so it's a lot of material that could obviously, you know, benefit the community, stay out of the landfill, and obviously leads to a financial benefit too.
Yeah, because that's how we found out. I found out about you because I had Recycle Utah on last week, specifically talking about all the material they had available because their parking lot was filling up with these deconstructed homes. Mm-hmm. And so they were trying to get rid of them, and they have. Mm-hmm. They're selling bits and pieces of this lumber and other material day in and day out. And it's still available if you're interested to go down to Recycle Utah and check it out. But that's where you had an agreement to send the homes you were working on.
Right. Yeah, we are basically kind of partnered with Recycle Utah and also the Habitat Restore up here in the Park City area to take the materials there. The donation is to the reuse people, but we don't have a warehouse up here yet, and so we partnered with those two organizations to actually get the materials out to the community, and it helps them as well in selling materials and obviously generating funds for their missions as well.
What was the size of the homes, real quick?
It varies. I mean, we've done houses, you know, we do all the way from a bathroom up to a 15,000 square foot house.
Wow.
So
you can do like a deconstruction maybe before like a renovation as well?
Correct, yeah. So it's not just an entire house. Wow. Obviously, that's where the most materials can come from. But, you know, if you're remodeling a bathroom, a kitchen, doing a thorough renovation on a house, we can help with that too. And that's kind of the no-brainer part of what we do, is especially with remodels, because we're not competing against a track hoe. We're talking about, you know, the same kind of work to remove something. It's just going onto a trailer for donation rather into a dumpster to decay in a landfill.
Okay.
So give us a sense of like how many, you know, homes or renovations or projects you do in a year now, or
usually, you know, 20 to 30, you know, full deconstructions were somewhere in the 5 to 10 range.
Wow.
in a given year. But a lot of it is remodels. So most of those, you know, probably 60%, 70% of what we do are remodels. And, you know, there are a lot of full teardowns here in Park City, perfectly good homes that are just getting wasted. And we could help with that, not only to, you know, put some money back in these people's pockets, but also, you know, and see that material not just get wasted.
That's doing the right thing environmentally.
Sure.
Is reusing this material that, like you say, would otherwise end up in a construction demolition debris.
Correct.
Landfill. So, all right, we got to start to wrap up. Give us some information, website, numbers, emails. How do people get in touch with you?
So, if you want to get more information on deconstruction, you can go to thereusepeople.org. If you'd like to contact me directly to do a free assessment for any project that you have coming up, you can reach me at 801-598-0572. I will come out, do a free assessment of your project, whether it is, again, just a simple bathroom remodel or an entire house. And I will help you to ascertain the numbers and the benefits of deconstructing and donating versus just demolishing, regardless of the size of your project. And you can see all of the information you need to make an informed decision ahead of time. And like I said, for most people, it's a net benefit financially and then obviously, you know, environmentally and socially, those things as well.
And real quick, the assessment, you may assess a home and say, you know what, those cabinets are probably not going to be very valuable, or maybe they're old and beat up, but let's just take those down. That's part of the assessment too.
Right.
Assessing the value of some
of
this. Okay. Mm-hmm. But all right, so number again, I'm just giving you a phone number.
Sure. 801-598-0572.
All right. Daniel Salmon with the Reuse People of America. That's thereusepeople.org website. Learn more all about this
nonprofit
organization. Great work you do. Thank you so much for coming on.